I'm Steve Miller reporting. China's economy grew faster than expected in the fourth quarter of 2017 as an export recovery helped the country post its first financial acceleration and growth in 7 years, defying concerns that intensifying curbs on industry and credit would hurt expansion. Ning Zhihe of the National Bureau of Statistics said the economy grew by nearly 7% over last year. It's welcome news for central government policymakers who are looking to cut debt and pollution in older industries without stunting the growth in the world's second largest economy. India conducted its fifth test of its nuclear-capable intercontinental ballistic missile on Thursday from the Abdul Kalam Island off Odisha's coast in the east. The country's most advanced missile, the Agni-5, has a range of 5,000 kilometers and will bring all of China within range when it is inducted into the armed forces. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley spoke with VOA contributor Greta Van Susteren on Wednesday in New York. Haley said it was good that North and South Korea were talking, but called the Olympics a distraction.
Trump has been a disaster for human rights.
Apologies, that is the wrong actuality there. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson signaled on Wednesday an open-ended military presence in Syria.
Military mission in Syria will remain conditions-based. We cannot make the same mistakes that were made in 2011 when a premature departure from Iraq allowed al-Qaeda in Iraq to survive.